Good afternoon, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, Chuck and Julie Show. We're going to have another great show today. I can't believe it's Wednesday already. As part of this endless quarantine that we, none of us observe.
What day is it? It's hard to say. Hey, the show brought to you today by ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice, one of the websites we check every day. One of the things that they are really pushing is something that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about reopening Colorado. We got Jan Cook with Colorado Freedom Force coming on in a little bit. Karen Cataline with an announcement about some events starting on Friday. But wanted to open up.
Well, I just want to talk about a couple of other great stories they've got. The guy, the, you know, how California is now guiding our COVID-19 response, which is scary. I mean, we've now joined with the three West Coast
progressive
ones, Nevada, and they're going to be able to control what we do or don't do, which I think by Polis is a really not a great move. But they got a great article on that, and also how Polis wants you to snitch on businesses disobeying. So.
Don't do it. Don't be a snitch.
Call.
I'm not suggesting this, but I'm saying in New York, they flooded the snitch hotlines with, personal pictures of naked natures. So maybe we should do that. Hey, wanted to bring on, though, and I see you're laughing there, Matt Smith. With Reopen Colorado. If you haven't gone, it's Reopen Colorado's got a great Facebook page. So, Matt, thank you for the show. Appreciate your time. And maybe let's start off with where are things.
Have Matt talk a little about himself.
Right. Tell us. Okay, exactly. Tell us a little bit about you and then how you got involved in all this.
Okay. Well, I don't really want to talk a lot about myself, but okay.
I'm a regular guy.
I'm a regular guy, right, who is seeing things happening and wanting to get involved. So, you know, when Reopen Colorado started, I just really felt a call to get involved. The leaders of Reopen Colorado made a, you know, kind of like a hit the ground. Are you going to step up or not? Call to action. And I just heeded that call. And I went down, met with them, and you know, something inside of me just was ignited with that, like real Sons of Liberty type stuff going on here, right, where we have to take a stance, because if we don't, what is this country going to look like? What's Colorado going to look like? And, you know, I lost my job because of this, I think, you know, and I want to get back to work.
Right.
I see the people that are struggling. I had a food truck. And I know the restaurant business a little bit. I see these people not being able to open up. And my heart goes out to them because I know how tough it is in the restaurant business.
Sure.
Right.
So when I see that, I know one thing about myself. I'm a bull in a china shop. I have a big mouth. I'm loud. And I will do whatever I have to do to help somebody else. Give them the shirt off my back.
Well, tell us how Reopen Colorado is doing. How much of us had reopened? How much?
What are some of the things?
Okay. Well, so that's good. That's a good question, because I think something that just kind of hit me, I found out about a restaurant that I want to give the name of, but I haven't been released. Well, I haven't been released yet from them to tell me, because it's a big deal for them, right? They want to get up and going.
Right.
And so I found out that they opened up yesterday. They had a snitch. Things progressed. And the health department called. They went and called them, the restaurant owners, and said, you're violating all these restrictions that we have from the governor. And the restaurant owner called the county commissioners. I'm so proud of my county commissioners, by the way.
We're talking in Weld County now? We're talking in Weld County.
Weld County, yes. And they called the health department and then called the restaurant owner and apologized, in her words, profusely. So they overstepped.
Great.
The dog was barking at them, had no teeth, was trying to get them to shut down.
Right.
But they were scared, and they started doing seating outside. Okay, so I went there and had breakfast with our friend Karen this morning.
Wait, you were able to go to a restaurant and have breakfast?
I did.
I don't even remember what that's like.
Yeah, right. And yesterday I had a haircut.
Whoa!
Whoa.
I know, I'm feeling like a real human here. I mean, who knew that?
We're locked in our basement eating macaroni and cheese. Right. It's already expired. Look at my roots. You know, oh,
wow. Awesome, Chris Cuomo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. So, yeah, you and Chris Cuomo. But, yeah.
And let me ask you this. Now, you have not keeled right over dead yet, nor has everyone else you've come in contact with. Everybody seems to still be. Yeah.
No, I'm live and kicking. I'm not even coughing. I'm having fun. I'm just trying to step up and go shoulder to shoulder with them and say, hey, I got your back. So I already put out on Weld County Republicans page that I want to release this.
Okay.
I had permission to do that. I'm waiting for them to give me that. And then I also know another bar that wants to open. So
you know, here's the thing, and two things. One, to any snitches out there for this kind of thing, just don't go, right? Just don't go. If you're worried about it, don't go.
Snitches are snitches.
We need to get rid of the whole next door, I think, anymore.
But the whole thing about, and the whole thing about this, the snitch thing, or saying that by you opening up that you want to kill people, no, that is a complete false premise. Mm-hmm. I have a 91-year-old dad who is by himself. My mom died a couple of years ago, and he's by himself. And I visited him for the first time since the beginning of March, 3 days ago. So he is, he hasn't had any visitors. And he goes out every day to go to the store just to get that interaction.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about this, because I feel for businesses, and my personal plea to folks is that we need to support these brave businesses. Because if you're a business, I can see what you're looking at, right? The last thing, you don't want to be part of a media firestorm, right? You just want to get back to business, start making a living again. You don't need, if you're a business, you're like, look, I don't want to be the poster child for, you know, for all of this. I just want to get back to work. And you do what? Right. You got people that snitch on you all of a sudden, you know, is it worth it? Are people going to come? They've got a lot of decisions to be made. And I just personally think we need to support anyone and everyone who says, no, I'm going to open.
Right. I wholeheartedly agree. We have to. It's our duty, I think, at this point to do it. I'll almost travel anywhere to go.
Yeah, exactly.
If you let us know the name, we'll come on up there. We'll make it.
We'll be breakfast tomorrow.
We'll social distance and everything. But
we'll have our official robber masks on.
They're not even wearing masks. They don't care about all that. You know, I was going to go back and say this really quick.
Sure.
Is that the notion of saying that by not wearing our masks that we want to hurt people and kill people, that's not it. It's personal responsibility, is it not? It's personal responsibility. If you don't want to go someplace, then don't. If it's the business wants to open, then, and you go inside, you're taking that personal responsibility, something that we need to learn again.
Right.
Well, I must admit, even when this all goes away, if it ever does, I'm still wearing a mask. And I love going out there, you know, wearing a mask.
But you shouldn't be told to do that.
No, if I want to rob a convenience store, I should be able to rob a convenience store.
We're talking with Matt Smith from Reopen Colorado. Well, you know, Weld County has, and let me see, I want you to give it a chance to maybe clear up any myths, right? Because, you know, you go, people are accusing you, you've got blood on your hands. They're saying, oh, the governor's going to withhold money from Weld County, actually, that Weld County already has. First of all, maybe, are there any myths out there that you want to clear up about Reopen Colorado and what's going on in Weld County?
Maybe a myth of saying that the you're going to get fined and arrested.
Right.
So I talked to Barb Kirkmeyer last week, and I was threatening to protest if they were going to allow that to happen. But after talking to her,
she's a Weld County commissioner, just so folks know.
Yes, she is. She's a Weld County commissioner, right, for those that don't know her. But so here's the thing, is that I talked to her, and she was emphatic about saying, hey, look, and you've heard this time and time again from Weld County, we didn't close you.
Right.
We're not going to open you. Mm-hmm. You want to do this, that's on what you need to be doing, right?
Right.
You need to you take that responsibility of opening it safe for the public.
Right.
And so we're going to tell you our guidelines that we wish that you would follow. But those are just guidelines.
Right.
And so when I asked her, I said, well, if I'm a restaurant and I open up, am I going to get fined? And she said, no.
Okay.
And she also said, I said, well, will I be arrested? And she said, no. Okay. They're not going after that.
Great.
So I talked to this restaurant, and I was there eating breakfast this morning, and the let's say the town's chief of police was there. It's a small town. Right. And he was there, and I asked him, I said, if we show up, are you going to arrest us? And he said, nope.
Good.
So he's not going to arrest us. There's nothing going to happen. I said, well, what if I get people out there to stand to guard in case anybody wants to show up to counter protest? Am I going to have a problem? He said, I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's a very friendly place. That anybody that goes is going to feel very welcome to go there if they're not going to commit any kind of
Ned, and here's what I think is going to happen. We talked about this a little bit. I mean, just first of all, the models that close us all down have been shown to be completely inaccurate. And even giving them the benefit of the doubt, we flattened the curve. The whole reason we needed to do this was not to prevent people from getting coronavirus.
Not to take millions of tests to show what.
Right. It was to make sure that the hospitals were not overwhelmed. That clearly has not happened. So,
in fact, they're closing down because they don't have any business.
And I think when you look at the rates, it's very similar anymore to a seasonal flu. We need, I think, to go back to being reasonable, and that is maybe quarantining the vulnerable people, but not the rest of the population. Like you said, take responsibility. If you're vulnerable, if you're sick, you don't want to get it, don't go out. I think, though, that what is going to really start, this is my theory, now I want to hear what you think, what's really going to start pushing this is, so you've got a restaurant in Weld County, right? But if you go on the other side of County Line Road, you can't get breakfast. You can't get a haircut, right? I think businesses are going to say, if they're on the wrong side of, you know, the wrong side of the track, so to speak, they're going to start going, wait a minute, everybody's eating at this guy's restaurant. Everybody's getting their hair cut here.
Well, who do you think the snitches are?
But I think, though, it's going to make it harder and harder, and nobody's dropping dead in the streets, right? The hospitals aren't overwhelmed. I think it's going to be harder and harder for Polis to be telling people, hey, no, you in Denver, they canceled the Cherry Creek Art Festival. You know, everybody in Denver and other cities has to stay completely locked down.
Absolutely. I mean, I 100% agree. So, I mean, preaching to the choir, but I guess I would say the fuel of freedom will be lit when people actually start opening up, right? As soon as this place opens up and nothing bad happens to them. So, like the health department calling them, and then they had to retract and apologize. What teeth do you have?
That was the Weld County Health Department?
Yeah, apparently so. I don't have them on record, but I have the restaurant owner's word for it of telling me exactly what happened. But she still
if the state or something else, you know, county commissioner calling wouldn't result in an apology, but if they were a county health department, it would.
That's what they were. They're a county health department, right? So,
it seems to me that they're doing it like the reasonable way. I don't know why we have turned over our freedom, our economic health, and our sanity to a bunch of unelected health department bureaucrats, right? The way it should be is the county commissioner, the health department can tell. I'm sure when this call went down, the health department said, well, here's what we think. And the county commissioner said, no. You know what I mean? And that's the way it should be. Health departments, present your findings, which once again have been completely wrong. But go ahead and present more wrong findings if you want. And then our elected officials who we can hold accountable, who we can get hold of, who we know who they are, they're the ones, I think, who can go ahead and then make the decisions. One other thing I wanted to ask you about too, because we talked about this on the phone, and because one of the things I'm so sensitive to and worry about are the small businesses. So what are you guys at Reopen Colorado? What are you hearing from small businesses? What kind of guidance and all do they need?
I think they just need to know that people are going to be there for them, because it's a very frightening thing to be the first one up at bat when you don't know, when you haven't been playing for a while, right?
Right.
You're going to be a little nervous. Your game's going to be off. And you things that you take for granted every day, I'm opening my business and sometimes it's a drag, but here I am, I got to make a living. But now it's getting down to where the rubber hits the road and you're I have to do this because the rubber's hitting the road. And if I don't do it, I'm going to lose everything. This particular restaurant, I asked them how much their revenues were down. they are down 50%. And that's actually not bad considering.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, some of them are down 100%.
Pretty good, right?
Right.
But you can't make it on that.
No.
You certainly can't. So they're still in dire straits, right? So
right.
If they're going to come up to bat to do this, they understand what they're doing. They're the Lexington, so to speak, of the restaurants. They see okay. one, and nothing bites into them. And is Polis really going to pull that card of yanking their – what are they going to yank? Their tax – how can he tax yank a tax license, sales tax license, because it has nothing – they're paying their taxes. So how is he going right. to go in there and yank it for something that – that has nothing to do with taxes. It has everything to do with a health code, you know, thing. What they're saying, and we talked about this on the phone.
Okay.
We have a bad flu season. Does the health department come in and say we're going to shut you down because it's bad health flu season, and we're going to do an air monitoring test in your restaurant to see if the flu virus is in your restaurant?
No.
So we don't – how can they come in and now and say, well, this is – when the numbers really aren't that bad and we know the numbers are flawed, come in and say we're going to shut you down because we have this the emperor's new clothes of
right.
COVID-19 and the invisible clothes. We can't see it, but we know it's there and we know it's bad and we know it's big because our numbers say so.
Right, which have been wrong. We're talking let me just – Matt Smith from Reopen Colorado. And I want to let folks know, hey, we'll take phone calls, 888-627-6008. Let me just reintroduce him. I'm sorry. Matt actually had breakfast at a restaurant, got his hair cut, still alive to tell about it. His 91-year-old father still alive to tell about it in Weld County. Thank God for Weld County.
Well, what about other parts of the state, like Montezuma County, which is
– Mesa.
Mesa.
Yeah.
I guess Eagle, you know, they supplicated to the new royal king and he gave him a dispensation.
Yes.
I mean,
well, yeah. So let's break that down with Eagle, right? Barbara Kirkmeyer, the county, one of the county commissioners in Weld, was on another talk show and I caught that and I heard her say, she validated what I had already heard, but the whole county of Eagle County is about half of the population of Greeley. But
okay.
their numbers statistically
right.
are per 1,000 is higher than Weld County.
Right.
And yet we have higher deaths. So how do you want to spin it? Okay. You know, my undergrad is in mass communications, public relations, all that. So I know the spin. You want to put the spin on it and say, look, we have higher deaths, so we can't, and they're going up every day, even though
right.
they didn't retract the fact that we had four people that they counted twice.
Well, that's one way to inflate the numbers, just double
yeah,
them.
So they're going to inflate these numbers and say that we have 80-something deaths, you know, in Weld County, but overall, over a population of 300-something thousand people, it's really not that bad.
No.
I mean, every death is bad. I'm not going to say that, but we have people die every day. Nobody gets out of this life alive.
Exactly.
What? You're kidding.
No.
I know.
When that happened?
I know. It's shocking. I'm shocked. I just learned that today.
If we had more regulations and more government control, we'd all
there.
Live. We would escape death. Well, you know,
I would live a lot better without government regulation.
Yeah. Here's one thing I think, too, that people are seeing, that the unfairness of it, right? Like I said, it's like I can go to Home Depot and get something, right? But I can't and get like cushions for my patio, right? But I can't
right.
go to a garden store.
I can go to Target, buy all the clothes they want, but I can't go to the small business and buy
right.
any clothes.
Right.
Because why? I mean,
I can go buy pot, but I can't go buy tea at a tea store,
yeah.
right?
It's, we can't go to church.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Well, that's sinful in itself. I mean.
Yeah, that is. Sure. That's the state sin. You don't
right.
cross that. Yeah.
No, they're picking Lord
Polis has spoken.
And not only that, the other thing they're doing that really roused me up is they keep moving the goalposts, as we said at the beginning. We all kind of bought into this because
yeah.
it happened so fast before anyone had time to say, wait a minute, right? And they're like, well, you don't want to kill people. We need to flatten the curve. So we flatten the curve. Now they say, oh, now we can't do it until we have everybody's getting tested, which I submit is ridiculous. The instant you take the test, it's outdated.
Well, I like the best now. We can't really reopen until California reopens, which means we'll never reopen. I mean, Paul says, oh, well, I've joined the whack balls in the on the West Coast, and now you're subject to that.
We need to protect our skate parks.
How is this even? Is this even legal?
No,
I mean, Bolas is just stepping out and doing all sorts of. He's like mini Obama, you know, just calling the shots like he sees it, and nobody and the media just sits there and lets him get away with it.
You know, man, I got to ask a question. So, a good friend, Anil Mathai from the Adams County Republican Party, and I can attest to that. I saw his picture on Facebook. He says, "I need a haircut now." He said, yeah. "Can you say where you got your haircut? Because he wants to go up there."
Absolutely. It's you know, it was a bit pricey, I got to say, but it was. But hey, at this point, do it. So it's called. It's on 16th Street and 10th Avenue.
Okay.
In Greeley, and it's called the Bar Then Dot Burr Shop. They have a bar inside, but the bar is not open. So it's over by the it's up by the university, and it's on off of 16th and 10th, and it's called the Barber Shop Bar Burr Shop.
Got it.
Okay. Here's Anil's picture if everyone can see. So he says
he's badly needed a haircut.
You wanted me to show that, Anil.
Oh my
he's
God. Like,
get a haircut.
You know, we've got somebody else. Somebody else wants to know, do you have a website? And if so, what's the address? Do you have a website or it's a Facebook? You've got like a million people on your Facebook page.
Well, you can go to Maybay, you know, I think .org or .com. Ask Karen when she comes on.
Okay.
She can direct you to that. Or just go to the webpage for Reopen Colorado. If you go to the webpage for Reopen
Colorado. You mean the Facebook
Colorado, page? Yeah, Facebook. What did I say?
Webpage. And here's the thing. So, folks, you want to know, and let me ask you this, because there are a bunch of people are kind of trying to steal yours, right? So there's one that's inactive, that's one that's active. So it's Reopen Colorado on Facebook.
Correct.
Okay. Because there's one that's inactive. What's that about? Do you know? Or
yeah, I think, unfortunately, it was the gridlock. The first gridlock that we were having,
right? Okay.
And people were jumping on board on that, and they did a good job. But unfortunately, as it is in this political society, even though it wasn't trying to get political, and you know, I'm not going to give out the name because I want to protect her identity and everything like that, because she was getting death threats,
right?
Yeah, no, which I mean, okay. You know, and this is
now we know how that is.
Reopen Colorado is not. We're not trying to be political. Obviously, people from political realms have their opinions, and many of them, you know, seem to be on the right. But that's not the case. There's many people across the spectrums.
Oh, anyone,
plenty
by
of
the way,
libertarians,
who has-
plenty of Democrats and Republicans. They all have businesses, right? They just want to get up and going.
That's the thing I've noticed. The people, I'm sorry, I'll let you talk after this. The people who want to stay closed are people who are getting a paycheck. Right? The people who want to open, it's nothing to do with politics. It's the people who are losing money and not getting
paid. Well, somebody else wants to know if you can name a place in Weld County they can get a beer.
I am going to try to find that out where we can do that. And
we will help you.
We will help you. We will taste the beer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't like Corona beer for just the case. I just don't like that kind of beer. But I'll have my first beer will be a Corona. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. So we're looking at Weld County, and it looks as if we've got a restaurant open, at least one, a barbershop. The response seems to be good. The county commissioners are being supported. And again, I want to emphasize to people, it's not like people are wandering in there and coughing and sneezing or anything like that. They're doing it responsibly. No. You can, you know, if you don't want to go in, don't go in. If you want to wear a mask when you go in, wear a mask when you go in.
Sure.
But it seems to me that hopefully that there's going to be a domino effect of other businesses and first in Weld County saying, hey, wait, if that breakfast place can open, well, I'm going to open up my breakfast place. And then hopefully a breakfast place across the county line in, say, you know, Adams County will say, hey, if they can open, just because they're on this side of the road and I'm on this side of the road, you know, I can open too. I'm just hoping that's what happens.
To that police chief that I talked to earlier, and this will be interesting, is that he got a memo from the FBI a few days ago that said that civil disobedience, people are going to start doing this at the end of April. Well, it's starting to happen.
Yes.
So the FBI was out there warning that this was going to happen, and it will happen.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as one person does it, and it's happening throughout, it's happening in Texas. I just found something else. It's happening in Kentucky Kentucky. Places are just saying enough is enough. There are, you heard about the mayor down in New Mexico that opened up everything in the town and said, we're going to open up, and said, you can send down the state, you know, police.
Yeah.
We're doing this. Our economy needs this.
Right.
So when you have that happening, you know, it just little dots all right. over just popping right. up. And then soon it becomes bleeding, you know, and it's just going to light up.
Right.
And the voice of the naysayers will be drowned out by those just seeking to live.
Well, the FBI memo said that they're going to be engaging in civil disobedience come April.
Yeah. They don't want any more documents that make them look bad released. That's what they're
doing. No, they're just, they're just warning.
Is texting, and Matt, I want you to talk about this. I think it's great. Sure. He said, people need to know where these businesses are so we can go support them. Because I think that is crucial. We need to let the businesses know we do support you. And so, you know, I'm just asking you to kind of keep us in touch.
I promise you.
And you guys on Reopen Colorado, are you putting up where people can go?
I promise you this. As soon as these people release to me where, and this will happen throughout the state, you know, that as soon as they give me the go-ahead, I'm going to be the biggest mouthpiece they have.
Okay.
And I will release that on the Weld County page. I will release that on the Reopen Colorado page. So, and I'll just get it out there, and I'm sure it's going to spread like wildfire. And they're going to get so slammed that they're not going to know what to do. They're going to be wishing they had told me that they hadn't told me.
You know, here's another thing too. We have a friend who's been on our show a lot, former El Paso County Sheriff's Investigator Mark Poff, and he was telling us he's still got friends in law enforcement, and he says, you know, they're being told to let felons go. They're being told to just forget about speeding tickets, and it kills me.
And I said, you know, he's going through. They won't be to their, you know, the speeding ticket. I'm going, is this a bad thing?
Yeah, really.
Or a good thing?
But he was saying, but when you look at that, right, so they're letting felons go, they're releasing people from prison, but then, you know, you've got to ask the police, are you going to arrest me? Are you going to arrest this restaurant owner? It's like, so it's too dangerous for them, but it's like, if you go up against the system, if you go up against police, they have zero qualms now about throwing you in jail, right?
All right. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's going to be, you know, I don't want to trivialize what happened with civil rights. I can't, you know, but in some aspect, because this is so much broader and it goes across everybody, it's not just one political group or anything, but it really is a tyrannical government that feels that they can come in and do this to us. And we got to sit at the lunch counter, literally sit at the lunch counter. And just say, no, I'm not moving. You're going to arrest me? Fine. You're going to arrest, you know, we're going to still go back. Do they really want that? The optics look really bad.
Well, and what are you doing? You're making a living, right? It's like all of a sudden, you know, what did they say? When work becomes criminal, only criminals will work. It's like it's flipped on its side, right? They're letting people out of prison and jail who are bad guys. And all of a sudden, but if you go to work, if you get your hair cut, if you clean somebody's house, if you open your restaurant, if you do whatever, any of those things that they just willy-nilly banned, now you're a criminal. And again, it's just so... the only word I can really think for it, Matt, is corrupt in terms of, let's just think of the city of Denver, right? So at 3 o'clock, it's like illegal in Denver when it first started. You can't have liquor stores, can't be open. The liquor lobby gets on its phone. They call the mayor, talk to his chief of staff, and suddenly, poof, 2 hours later, it's perfectly safe to go into a liquor store. I mean, it's just
thank God.
But I mean, what is that? But if you don't have a lobbyist and if you don't have the chief of staff's cell phone number that you can text, you're closed.
Well, but we all know right now, because they're quote unquote, no one's in the House of Representatives, but they're quote unquote writing up the bill right now. And Denver will be first in line saying, you have to compensate us for the fact we destroyed all our businesses. I mean, it'll be just amazing.
You know, there's a good side. On one part of me says, I wish that they have gone as far as possible and not allow the pot stores to be open and not allow liquor stores to be open, not allow us to even go to the restaurant, you know, to anything.
Takeout,
Not even takeout. Because at that point, the unrest in people
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a slow boiling pot for the frog.
Right.
I think they just knew that if they would have done that, the heat would have been too much. And that
right.
would have been a problem. And I wish that they would have stuck to it, because I want that heat. Because the greater the heat, the greater the yearning for freedom.
Well, the exactly. Democrats have proven that people will take a lot of the liberties gone, and you just have to come up with an adequate excuse while you're protecting them.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, listen, we're going to – one final thing, too, because yep. Anil is saying, hey, make sure – give out where the websites are. And then keeping in mind that YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, I mean, they're closing down – some of these things too, but for right sure. now, it's Reopen Colorado on Facebook is the best place to go.
Yes. And to find out also, when I post something in Reopen Colorado, I usually do it in the Weld County Republicans page as well.
Okay. So we can all go and support those businesses. Matt,
that's great,
thank
Matt.
You.
Thank
Anything
you.
We can do to help are there. Thank you for your work.
See you for breakfast.
All right.
Thank we'll you. See
you. You can right, go ahead. You can stay on, but if you can maybe mute and it's Jan Cook from Colorado Freedom Force was going to join us. I don't know if she's here or not. Yep. She is. Yay, Jan. We have so many people now on Zoom that we can't always tell. So, you know, you guys have been really involved in Operation Gridlock. First, I want to just, as always, bring you on because Colorado Freedom Force really keeping tabs on information that we need to know about going on in Colorado. Bring us up to date on anything in particular you want to bring people up to date on.
Well, the first thing I need to do is reference my little hat here.
Okay, looks cute.
This is, I am a Trumpster. This is that Reggie White design.
Okay.
The one that's working with Randy Corcoran on getting a bus that they're going to tour around with minority groups. And they've designed these hats because apparently the way we typically wear them, they, you know, the minority community, according to Reggie, who is black, they like to wear them like this.
Yeah, so. White suburban women are not that hip for the most part.
But who knew? White women actually find these hats cute. So.
Right.
That's the death knell of that.
Yeah, now it won't be cool anymore. Now they're going to have to change the whole design.
And we had an opportunity to meet Reggie. He created that video, if you recall, for the Happy Birthday to Melania Trump. And he and his partner and C.L. Bryant, who works for Freedom Works, all of them were there debuting this thing. They're just, the energy of these people are just amazing.
Where do we get it then? Where can we get one before?
You go to imamatrumpster.com.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, perfect. That's perfect.
The first thing I just need to do is to thank everybody. Do you realize we almost had 5,000 people that signed our declaration to open Colorado in less than a week? An online survey where we're being shadow banned on Facebook now.
Yay!
Oh,
excellent.
The club.
Excellent.
To
get 5,000 signatures is amazing because
right.
they don't see our posts. We don't even see each other's posts, just so you
right.
understand how bad it is.
No, it's, you know, I mean, we can go, I mean, Jan, we've talked about this, and I think some of it is Facebook throttles you when you become popular, but otherwise it's, we'll go from one day, we'll have like literally like 800 people watching us on Facebook to the next, on Monday, but on Wednesday we'll have like 93. Right now, I know we have good shows and bad shows, but it'll go from like 5,000 people being reached to like 100. I mean, it's just, and I, you know, like you said, they shadow ban you and they make it hard. So,
but
you're right.
Here's some people I want to thank. A former senator, Kevin Lundberg, who worked hand in hand with the team at ColoradoFreedomForce.com. He delivered it for us. Also, Representative Mark Baisley joined us. Greg Lopez, who is the Republican, he was already declared to be the Republican gubernatorial
right.
governor, joined us. In my mind, those were the three leaders that supported us.
And how did they get it to our beloved governor?
Well, what ended up happening, it's hard to track him down right now. You can't find him at the Capitol. You can't find him at the mansion. So finally, the staff broke down and said, okay, we'll get one of his patrol detail to accept it from you. And we delivered the binder with the names and a letter and the declaration at the Capitol. And I encourage people to go to our YouTube channel. It's simply Colorado Freedom Force on YouTube. Please watch that video, because Kevin Lundberg, here's what's really funny. Kevin Lundberg has got the mask on. He has the gloves on because he wants to be respectful. He's giving this to the governor, and that's what the governor wants. But that is going to be quite an historic marker, because you've got to see the photo in the video of Senator Lundberg handing it over with the distancing to the patrol officer, and they both have masks on and gloves. And although this will be a short period in history, it's going to be a very strange and unprecedented time marker, if you will.
Right. That's right.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you about that too, because you sent me, it was kind of cute, you sent me a link to I said, great minds think alike, to a column by Dennis Prager that I had already read. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this, and people can call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. To me, what is so scary about this is how quickly they took our rights away from us, how it happened before we even had time to think, and then how they've used all kinds of scary methods, frankly, from shaming to nanny, you know, snitch lines, things like that, to keep us from being able to exercise our freedoms. I mean, to me, if you had said to me that Governor Polis, for really reasons that have just been crying wolf reasons, right, is going to close down the entire U.S. economy, the U.S. economy, which is enjoying a boom.
Well, Polis can't, but in Colorado.
But I mean, even nationally, the people go along with this nationally, that in the course of 2 months, right? I mean, I was looking at this the other day. Rev went skiing with my daughter, like, on March 14th, right? That Monday they closed on the schools. I mean, it was like, I would have said, no, Americans would not do that. But to me, it's just really alarming how fast they did it and how effective they did it and how much they try to slam you if you even ask a question.
And that article you're referring to was written by Dennis Prager, and
right,
outlines 4 hallmarks of a police state and showed how we're in it. Not only the state of Colorado, but the entire country. When I went to Reggie White's I Am a Trumpster unveiling of that video on Saturday night, it was at a private residence. I left immediately afterward. I was concerned that I was going to, it's a 50-minute drive for me, and I was concerned I'm alone, and I was going to be pulled over by the police.
Sure.
And I prayed, can you believe this, that I would not be pulled over.
Right.
The second thought I had was, how fast can I get to Randy Corcoran's telephone number?
Right, who's a lawyer.
And I thought, wow, I never thought that I would live in this country and be afraid of being pulled over for going to a friend's house to celebrate with other friends and still do the social distancing. I mean, I was at the grocery store.
Right.
So I always have the bandana ready to go.
Right.
Wear them, fine.
Right.
But that article really, I encourage people to go to your Facebook page. Is that where you have it set up?
Do right.
you
have it there? Right. Well, and they could go, I think it was on townhall.com too.
Town Hall, and also Colorado Freedom Force page. Please read it. It's a simple read, and it's kind of scary.
And you're absolutely right. You find yourself, you know, we had Matt Smith on talking about, I mean, it seems so weird that he said that he had breakfast at a restaurant and got a haircut. And you're like, I mean, it's just so weird how fast it flipped. And
well, he did call the police chief ahead of time and said, are you going to arrest me? And
right.
The guy said, nope.
Oh, and somebody's asking, what's the title of the article? It talks about being a police force. It's by Dennis Prager. He's got his own website, too. I'm sure it's up there, too.
So I'll get it up while we're talking, and I'll post it on your notes. But one thing, I know Karen will bring this up, too. Colorado Freedom Force is supporting, as friends of Reopen Colorado.
Right.
We will certainly, a number of our people are going to also be participating tomorrow. And the key thing that everybody just wants to say, please, business owners, safety in numbers. Come on out and be with a bunch of us, a bunch of people who care about you, care about your livelihood, care about the fact that you've been without paychecks.
Right.
Your employees have been without paychecks. And meanwhile, the bureaucrats are all getting paid.
Right.
To so disturbing that they're making the rules on all of them. I saw signs of stores have closed. Oh. People who built their lives around these businesses have been devastated. So tomorrow's your day. Tomorrow's their day to come to the Capitol, noon to two. That's it, noon to two. If you don't want to be with everybody, then do what a lot of other people have been doing. They've been doing the parade of cars with flags coming out of the car, with signs held up through the sunroof outside of the cars. Just come. I have, you know, we've got all kinds of signs we've made up already. If you don't have a sign, there's
people. You do a good job. I've been to some of your rallies where I hold a pre-made sign. So that's
now are you going to be joined by the strip club people posing as COVID nurses?
Yes, for those who are joined us, we were famous. Colorado became famous because two people posed, pretended they were healthcare workers, stood in front of cars and made a big deal, had a stage photographer, went all around the world. And just so you know, I took a photograph of a real healthcare professional the following week. I'm lucky if 65 people have retweeted that.
Right. And not only that, you know, you saw this, we didn't see too, the photographer who theoretically claimed she just happened by this. There is another video out there, and I've seen it, and thanks to Charlene for pointing this out to me, where it's of a wider view where you see these so-called fake health workers rip the sign off of one of the cars and tear it up. So they were not so peaceful. Now, you haven't seen that video. You haven't seen that video anyplace, right? So, and I've got, so noon to two tomorrow, and it's just, again, sort of a reopened business kind of rally.
And we are going to, somebody came up with a great idea. We're going to walk over DORA, which is the regulatory sending out threatening letters, which I have been privy to. People, my hairdresser, who's a Democrat, who is just beside herself, is they were the first people to get out of work. She sent me the DORA threatening letter that she received if she dared did anything to touch somebody's hair. So we're going to go over to that building and do a little rally or protest about people are going to open up their businesses. It's time. There's safety in numbers. If you open up, how can they possibly go after everybody?
And so, we'll support you. You know, and one other thing in the DORA thing too, and this is typical because I've seen some of those letters also and have talked to some of the business owners. Those letters are worthless, right? They're threatening, but they give you zero guidance. They don't actually say you can't. They just say, well, blah, 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 blah. So if you're a business owner and you're like, okay, I am trying to decide here between having to declare bankruptcy, watching my entire life savings and dream go down the tube, right, or open up, the letters give you zero real help.
But that is one of the keys to a police state.
Right.
You don't have definitive lines. It's always gray, so you never know whether you're within or without.
Right.
But at the same time, we still understand, we've said this, educate rather than mandate. Move from mandating now to educating. Of course, business people are going to have the sanitizer and their workers are going to have to wear masks and they're going to have to clean their surfaces. Of course, they're going to do that. But this soft launch where they're expecting that they're dictating who's essential, who's not essential, who can start, who can't start, bring retail Best Buy materials curbside. Who shops like that?
Right.
It's just the whole thing, as you said, it's actually inequality. They claim, you know, Governor Polis and his staff always want to throw equality out at everybody. This is completely inequality, what's going on, picking and choosing the winners and losers, the essential, non-essential. Hot shops can be open. Liquor stores can be open, but a coffee shop can't be open.
Now, is there going to be another rally May 1st? I know we have the
But Karen has that information.
Karen's going to talk about that. One is for this Friday, May 30th, from May 1st to 2.
Okay. Wait, the rally, is there a rally tomorrow or the rally?
Friday.
From noon to 2. Okay, from noon to 2.
Friday is May 1st, right?
Karen will clarify all that.
Karen will clarify that.
All right, Jan, thank you so much. I love your hat. We're probably
thank you.
You've destroyed an entire ghetto look for thousands, tens of thousands of poor minority people.
Karen, I'll stay on so I can, but I'll mute so I can hear the exact details for the rally.
Okay, and here's something. Okay, so a lot of people look, because people have been texting us. This is great, people texting us. Okay, so thank you to Tama GH, okay? She found the link to the Dennis Prager article. Basically, go to DennisPrager.com, and he refers to this as a dress rehearsal for a police state. One other thing, Matt Smith from Reopen Colorado, everybody get a pen, and I'll get this number out again. If you want to get a text from them regarding all of this information and openings, please text REOPEN, R-E-O-P-E-N, to 89517.
Write that down right ourselves, because okay, we want to go to some of these places.
Text to 89517. Text REOPEN to 89517. In the meantime, we've got Karen Cataline now, who's been involved in all of this. I forget, everybody's got all these titles and things, but you know, if you're actually involved, let me just put it this way, if you're involved in actually trying to restore freedom to Colorado, you're on this show, and we want to appreciate
anybody
and all of the people who are calling in. So Karen, what do you got going on? What do people need to know?
Let me say this. I've been watching your entire show. I've been watching Matt, who I had breakfast with this morning in Weld County. I am watching Jan, whose team is amazing. And I'm going to be really uncharacteristically mushy.
Okay.
And that is, I love all you guys. I really do.
No,
people that I've come to love, to work alongside, to share fear and to share the concern for the loss of our liberties, and I could go on, but you don't have that much time.
Well, no, I'm going to go. I'll get mushy with you too. I almost did this, and then I chickened out. But we'll just get mushy, then we'll get unmushy. So the other day, you know, because Chuck and I, as people know, kind of went through a little bit of a media firestorm and attacks.
Yes.
Death threats. You know, your standard death threats.
When he got fired from KNUS. Yeah. So when we started talking about the fake healthcare workers, it was a little bit, you know, a little bit of trepidation there. And we did it anyway, and we got, you know, no pushback from anybody saying we were wrong, just pushback from people threatening to kill us all again. And I went for a run, right? And I just kind of turned on the thing. And the song that came up first on just the playlist was a song, it's a Christian song called Fear No More. And I thought about all of you guys, right? And it just said, you know, fear no more. You cannot make us stop living our lives. You cannot make us start caring about each other or stop caring. You can't make us stop being connected. We're not going to be afraid. The panic porn, forget it. You know, so I agree. Yeah. My little bit of a mushiness there too.
I have on my wall of my office, I'm in my office, and it's Joshua 1:9. Did I not command you? Be strong and have courage. Do not fear and do not be dismayed. You, for the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go.
That's right.
Oh my.
Exactly. You know, I had heard one of the most repeated phrases in the Bible is, do not be afraid. Right. And so I don't care. And I think you're right. It's like it is time for us to say we're not going to be afraid. We can be common sense. We can be sensible, but we're no more fear.
You know what? I had an insight not all that long ago, because I never grew up very religious, and politics led me to religion. I mean, my own religion, just to study it, to learn it, to whatever. And, you know, the left has always talked about how terrible it is to have the fear of God. Right. Oh, we don't want to make God seem evil and punishing.
Right.
You know, not like Polis the dictator, right? And then when you realize fear of God is a wonderful thing, because if you fear and respect God, you'll fear men less.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we've got text, very nice, Karen, from Matt Smith, Tam, and I'm not sure who Tama GH is. So I don't want to say your name wrong. I'm just saying about how you're coming up. Amen, Karen Cataline. So there you go.
There you go.
There
getting
you
some
go.
Good reviews. Getting some good reviews.
Pardon me?
Good reviews.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All of us are, well, we're talk show hosts and we're also activists. And what I'm seeing is we really are in scalding hot water right now. And it causes people to organize and to hand off great ideas. As I told you, there's a group of really brilliant rousers up here in Weld County. They'd come up with great things. And we want to thank you, Chuck, because you helped us to come up with that May Day idea. And the May Day, not only May Day, help us on the way, we're in trouble, but also May Day, taking it back from the socialists.
Yeah, it's International Workers' Day, but not for the socialists, but for the real workers, the people who actually do work.
Exactly.
So we're turning,
We want to make sure that this MaydayUSA.org, we got a brilliant guy who's getting websites and everything, MaydayUSA.org, this is going to last long past May 1st. But I will tell you, because it has legs. When this blows up in people's face, which we know it will, they're going to want to run away from it, particularly the governor of Colorado and all the governor leftists who didn't just overstep their bounds, but violated the Constitution in 100 different ways. So we're not going to let him forget it. And May Day USA and MayDayColorado.org is not going to let him forget it. That said, May 1st is something we've been looking forward to for a long time. And because days run into each other, Jan, we all don't know what the heck day it is, right?
Well, yeah, it's like...
when she said tomorrow, it's because we've been having meetings every night planning this. And we are working along with Colorado Freedom Force and Reopen Colorado and all of these great groups that don't care who gets the credit. We just want to support businesses. Somebody said to me once at a meeting, why are we focusing on business? Why aren't we focusing on children and this and that? Number one, it's overwhelming because it has affected 320 million people across the whole country. But what we must remember is we must save this economy, because if we do not open businesses, the food chain is now breaking down and there will not be food on the table of your favorite restaurant for you to order and eat. What? So this is the heart of it. Is it any wonder why restaurants are being told, oh, we'll wait another 2 weeks before we give you permission to open?
And then you can open up at 25% so you can lose your shirt.
Right, you can lose money. Exactly.
No mistake, our country is profoundly under attack right now. And we talk all the time in Weld County about the fact that even us, who are maybe a little more prescient than some, do not realize the significance of this moment. This moment is extraordinary in so many ways. It has the historical significance of 1776 in every way.
You know, and Karen, here's why it is so important. I also believe, number one, we need to help businesses. We need to push back now. But we know they're going to try this again, right? Oh, they're going to use this for all kinds of things, from
the
mailing, Green New Deal.
They're already at it. They're already doing it.
Exactly.
They're already shutting down oil and gas. They love shutting down our meat because, of course, the left doesn't like meat. But it's okay. Brazilian meat and African meat is okay, but Americans should kill their cows.
Right.
I mean, it's beyond comprehension. And I have to tell you, I've never felt so blessed to live in Weld County to learn this stuff, because I never knew it. I'm an urban kid through and through. But let me tell you what's happening on Friday.
Right, I was going to say, give us some details. Okay.
We don't even know all of what's going to happen, because there's going to be a lot of surprises. We do this as we go. I am blessed to be able to cover the entire rally on BBS Radio on Spouting Off from 12 to 2. My show usually, isn't that interesting, is always noon at noon on BBS Radio on Friday, and then it gets repeated on other stations. On Friday, I got the blessing of Doug and Don at BBS, and we're going to broadcast 2 hours on Friday. It's going to be, as you know, live call-in talk radio covering the entire rally.
That'll be great.
We're going to have you all back again on Friday to talk about what happened at the rally.
And now, here's the neat thing. Everybody knows, and this is audio. You know, my first love is talk radio. You guys can do the video. This is going to be audio talk radio. But the neat thing is we have a call-in number, so people from the rally who are walking from the Civic Center Park, wherever they're doing, I don't even know all the details yet, but we will know, and they're going over to the health department or wherever they're going,
Dora.
They'll be calling in to Dora, and
They can also listen. There's a listen-only line. So while they're driving around in their car, they can listen to people. Thirdly, we're going to have some amazing interviews with business owners who have had the courage to already open. I already interviewed the mayor from Grants, New Mexico. The interview is on my website. His name is Modi Hicks.
Hey, and Karen, I got to interrupt. We only have about 2 minutes left.
Sorry.
So, no.
We're talking.
Yeah. So, number one, go to KarenCatalin.com, spouting off. Where can people go to get information?
As you about said, the rally.
About the rally.
They should join Reopen Colorado. They ask you a couple questions to get in because there's always a lot of trolls out there. People will be posting it on all the Republican sites. It generates from go to Colorado Freedom Force. They'll be posting it.
We'll have it up.
We'll be relaying it on my website and click on the picture that says spouting off. It'll lead you directly to all the phone numbers. We'll put out the phone numbers there. And the other thing I'm going to give you, I know you have only 2 minutes. We're thinking, I shouldn't let the cat out of the bag.
Nominating
people for the No Balls Peace Prize Award.
All right? I like it.
That's a large group.
I love it.
It's a large group.
And nominations, meaning we may not give out the awards because, you know, the trophy store isn't open yet, but nominations for people who have not had the courage, people who have not stood up. We're talking about people who are shutting people down, scaremongering, all that.
The snitch on, like, Karen,
so we
thank
have a lot of brilliant ideas, and we love you guys. And thank you. We stand together in liberty and in freedom.
All right. There you go.
Perfect.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you to Karen Catalin. Thank you to Matt Smith. Yeah. So basically what you need
Jan
to do.
Jan Cook and everyone else.
And Jan
else.
Cook, right. So Colorado Freedom Force is a place you can go. Reopen Colorado on the Facebook page, maydaycolorado.org. We'll be putting it up, chuckandjulie.com.
Mayday USA, maydaycolorado.org. That's true. Right. Sorry.
Maydaycolorado.org.
Or maydayusa.org.
Okay. We'll get it straight.
Well, one of those.
Just everyone go. No.
Keep on trying.
We'll get Reopen Colorado is a good site. And yeah, as I said, a lot of the Republican
sites. I want to thank once again our sponsor, Colorado Citizen Press. You got to go there. They're freedom. Talk about Freedom Force for your information. Check them out every day. Every day. They'll have great stories that you really want to read.
And in the meantime, go to chuckandjulie.com. We'd love to have you subscribe because then we can go to these rallies carrying it live on YouTube, which is important too.
Yeah, it is.
And thanks again to Doug at BBS. Thank you to all the folks who text. I love having everybody text.
Yeah, that's great. Public. Yeah, we got everything going here. All right, thanks everybody. Chuck and Julie, Two Straight Up. We'll be back Wednesday.
No, Friday.
Friday. Ah, what the hell, Friday. and the, all the results from the great rally.